Hey, Dr. Don.
Hey, what's up?
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. We have got something so unbelievable to talk about.
We sure do, folks. We're going to talk about this attack that happened in Egypt a few weeks ago. It seems like it was yesterday, but it was probably at least a good week.
It was June 8th.
June 8th. Yeah, so about three or four weeks ago. Pretty devastating. I remember this attack and finding it on, unfortunately, social media and then alerting you to that right away to check out the video.
I got to tell you, we just so our fans know, Dr. Randy and I send each other random videos of things that we discover, that we find, that we think the other would find interesting. And Dr. Randy sent me the video of this attack and wrote on the bottom of the video, this is why I go into the water up to my ankles. So I'm thinking it's going to be a picture of a shark. It's going to be, I look at the video and I was completely traumatized. I was totally not ready to see what I saw. I've never, ever, ever seen anything like that video of that poor man literally being eaten alive in my life.
Yeah, and I try to, warn you about, what you're about to see, because it was the first time I'd seen an attack in that way, with someone being taken from a shark, taken in the ocean, we'll say, by a shark. Literally, so clear, you can see it's just horrific. Traumatizing is really the right word.
I was traumatized. I was totally traumatized because I didn't expect it. I had no idea about the attack. So when I opened up the video and watched it, I didn't know what I was watching. And then all of a sudden I realized what I was watching. And then I saw the entire video. And, first of all, I got to say, I cannot imagine the trauma that this obviously caused this young man, but for his father and his girlfriend and all other people on the beach witnessing this.
It was surreal to watch, because literally you see folks standing there on the pier and they're watching this attack happen. And then I've read some of the comments on the video, like, why didn't you jump in there and try and save him? Well, excuse me, who's going to jump into the water with who knows how big of a shark that was attacking that poor young man?
Lord have mercy. I've honestly never seen anything like it. And when once I got over the trauma of, the initial watching of the video, I must say, I guess kind of like when, you're on the highway and you see a car accident. I've watched this video over and over again now that I've gotten over the fact, now that I'm aware of it, and to really understand what happened. And it's beyond shocking, but yet it was a shark being a shark.
Exactly. I mean, the shark was doing what the shark does best, which is sharking, literally just swimming, looking for its next meal. Apparently, this was a tiger shark that we learned later, and this was a pregnant tiger shark. So, I mean, you figure the shark was looking for a quick meal close to shore, shark doing what they do in their natural habitat, and we just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, and we know from past experience and from research, the top predators we both know are the great white shark, the bull shark, and the tiger shark. And we also know that out of the three, from our million times of watching Jaws, that the tiger shark is the garbage man of the sea. And what I heard on a documentary that I watched, it said basically that tiger sharks will, anything that comes across their path, they are going to eat.
Yeah, I know some people like that.
That simple. Yeah, I know a couple of people like that too. You know, and I don't even know what to say. Again, yeah. My condolences to the family and whatnot. But in all honesty, it was definitely a really, 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 really bad case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And you know, you mentioned it earlier, Don. You know, I that day that I saw it, and it was on TikTok. You know, it wasn't blurred out yet. You know, I know YouTube and other, you know, media sites are quick to blur and remove, you know, video. But you know, this was like a wildfire all over TikTok, and just seeing it that one day and repeatedly was enough for me to be scarred to not watch it again. But certainly,
no, and it's funny. Yeah. And you know, it's funny that I thought, in all honesty, after I had seen it, that I would never watch it again. But once I got over, you know, like the initial trauma of it, I started watching it over and over again to, I wanted to understand, to get, I tried to get, pull myself out of the moment and right. Look at the actual mechanics of the attack. The and mechanics of it. And you know yeah. what I mean? And I know, and I don't mean to sound cold. I don't mean to sound like I don't care. I mean, I think it's horrible, just beyond horrible, what happened to this young man. But being such a shark enthusiast, you yeah. know, and loving sharks, I know it sounds crazy, but loving sharks and wanting to understand what happened and what did this shark do? Well, I'm watching the attack as we speak. I'm watching it on YouTube, on my television. The first time this shark attacks this guy, he literally spun him around. His feet were up in the air. The sheer power of that shark. And then he, that was when, unfortunately, he was able to gather, you know, I can't believe he had the wherewithal to be able to not be shocked enough to be able to say, "Papa, help." And that blood-curdling help. I mean, he's in the middle of the ocean. He's just been attacked by a tiger shark. And he's yelling to his family on shore. It's beyond comprehensible. It's something I've never seen anything like this in my life. Well,
and going back to what you're saying, you know, evaluating that video, there were some big parallels between this attack. And not that I'm calling the Bahamas, you know, melee with that young 18-year-old that jumped off the boat. You know, a shark attack just yet, but on that video, on the very front, and you know, the video for the first couple of seconds, you'll see kind of a reflection, but the reflection looks more like a shark because there's like this kind of twist that's happening in the water with the shark kind of coming around.
Yes.
You can see that same motion with the Egyptian attack,
right? And with the young man that you just mentioned about the attack, about the young man that jumped off the boat. You know, when the video first came out, people didn't, it was kind of blurry and people didn't understand. But as videos surfaced and people kind of examined the video, it was misunderstood as to why didn't he swim toward the life preserver they threw. And that's when you see, I saw a video clip of it, of that attack with it, that young poor man jumped off the boat, where he swam away from the lifesaver. And that's because you can see clearly in that video that there was a shark between him and the lifesaver. I mean, they were in the middle of the ocean.
I agree. I mean, you'll have two schools of folks. You'll say, well, it's really reflection and the currents and the tides. And you have the other, like us, you know, no. We clearly saw what we believe to be actual shark.
No, it was, I mean, I've watched videos of that over and over and over again. And I'm still watching the video on repeat of this young man that was basically eaten alive in front of us on video. And the first attack was so horrific. You can see he spun him around. He attacked him. You see the blood coming out of the ocean. And yeah, then the shark comes back. And it looks as though the second time the shark comes back, the shark focuses on, or grabs him rather, on I'm looking at it now. He comes back, the young man's above water, and he grabs at his shoulder and his head and takes him down. And that's the last time you see this poor guy. I cannot imagine.
I can't. Can you imagine being the father to watch that or even the girlfriend sitting on shore?
Being just him. Imagine being him. And you've got the wherewithal to yell for help. And
but no one's coming to help.
How can anybody, you know, it's amazing that someone had posted the video and someone's comment was, why didn't the person that was taking the video help him? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I see that a lot. And the reality is when you see what's in the water, you're not jumping in that water. You know, you're in the next meal. That's the reality. And so, yeah, it's hard to jump in and do that.
I think the most horrific for me, the most horrific part of it all was after the second attack, within literally within 2 seconds, a rescue boat shows up.
I saw that. Yeah, they came out right a little later.
After the second attack when the tiger shark took him down.
Yeah, after the final attack.
Literally 2 seconds. And what the most horrific thing for me is during the second attack, after he attacked him the first time, and then the shark comes back, to see the shark's tail out of the water, you know, swaying back and forth, you just know that the shark is just ripping him apart.
Yeah, it was pretty horrific to watch that part. You kind of know what happens at the end there.
It's beyond horrific. But it's very hard to be. How can I explain? I don't know what the word is.
It's hard to take the emotions out of it for a sec and then step back because we're humans, right? So we see it and we put ourselves in the place of that gentleman and think how horrific of a death that might be. But then there's also for us more the research part, right? Where we're trying to separate that. Okay, this horrific thing happened, but why, how, and you know, all those questions. I think that comes later. I think I struggle with that, but yeah, that was definitely one of the most horrific videos I've seen. And then I'm not sure if you saw this Dawn, that there's another video, and I'm not sure if it was the same day or not. It appears that it was, but I didn't verify whether the video was on the same day. They showed the same shark or the shark appeared to be the same size, tiger shark, swimming around the shallow water right there where the gentleman was swimming and eventually came to, you know, died. They showed that shark swimming around. And so it's like, well, the questions come up with, well, why the heck haven't the folks that are there, the locals, warned the, you know, tourists that there was a shark in this water and folks need to get out? So that was a little alarming to me.
Well, unfortunately, you know, and this is, you know, there's so much to talk about here. You know, being self-proclaimed sharkologist, and I've personally taken it upon myself to truly try to do some really, really good research. And there are many, 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 many different reasons behind this. And beside the fact that I think we can both agree, totally being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I think so.
It's just horrible. But at the same time, you know, my understanding is after the attack, which is complete, I totally get it. I completely understand. Fishermen went out immediately and caught the shark. And pulled her. It turned out to be, you shared with me, that it was a pregnant female tiger shark that was approximately 12 to 13 feet long, probably 1,000 pounds. And with baby tiger sharks inside of her, you know, basically a hungry mother. Yep. And this guy came across her path, and on one of the documentaries that I had watched, it said, and we kind of know this, that tiger sharks will attack and eat anything that comes across their path.
And so, to your point, that's what they do. I mean, you remember the movie Jaws when they were looking for Jaws and they found a tiger shark instead. They cut the belly open and found a license plate. So, I mean, they're truly the garbage, you know.
And I remember Brody's line. He didn't need a car, did he? And that's when Hooper says, no, they're just the garbage men of the ocean. They'll just eat anything that comes across their path. And here's this, you know, first of all, you know, and we'll investigate. We're doing an investigation right now, Fins. Mm-hmm. But number one, why was that shark there? Number two, you know, yes, he was in, and I from my understanding, I've seen a few different videos that have given me a few different takes on it. One says that he was pretty far out. Another one says that he wasn't. You know, most shark attacks statistically happen within 6 to 10 feet of water, but sharks do come closer to shore.
They sure do. And I think what we'll do too, I think we definitely will have to create a different segment, part two to this series, because we want to look to see what the conditions were that day, the water, the temp, you know, conditions in the area, any research that we have.
You know, I also know that, and I don't know if it's true, if you recall one of the episodes we did in the past about that poor, unfortunate girl from California, from Torrance, who was in the Bahamas, if I'm not mistaken, and got attacked by 3 tiger sharks. Do you remember?
I do. I recall that. It was a beautiful day. Yeah, right. Yep.
Where our research found that, I don't recall the distance, whether it was 1 mile or 2 miles or 5 miles away from where she was attacked, that they were chumming the water so that fish and sharks would come closer so that people that were in the snorkeling area would have something to see. But I do remember that young lady and her mom were also in a snorkeling area, but they were chumming. And for those of you who don't know what chumming is, that's people throwing fish parts and fish blood into the ocean to attract sharks and other fish for snorkelers and divers to see.
So, and sharks can smell this blood and fish guts from miles away.
1 teaspoon of blood, 5 miles away.
Yep. Absolutely. So,
there's something that definitely something I want to investigate is, you know, that was where this young man was attacked was not a snorkeling area, but there was a snorkeling area not too far away. Was there chumming going on during the attack, prior to the attack, not too long before the attack, to bring this pregnant tiger shark closer and looking around? I smell blood. I smell fish. I don't know. I still have a lot of investigating to do. I have done some research, but I'm very curious to find out a lot. And the one thing I did find out, Doc, is in one documentary that I watched, it stated that the normal temperature of the waters in that area, the first video I saw said, are 5 to 8 degrees Celsius. That day, the water temperature was 28 degrees Celsius. And then I watched another documentary that said the average temperature is 20 degrees Celsius. We both know that warm waters, warm tropical waters, are where tiger sharks hunt.
That's where they thrive, absolutely. So more information to come there, and just, you know, how ironic that it's called the Red Sea, right? Definitely was the Red Sea that day. And
we were talking about that. And we will talk about this further, because during our investigation of this attack, it led me to look at any previous attacks in that particular area, in those Egyptian resorts. And it turns out, Doc, And we'll save this for the next episode. There's something to talk about. This is far from the first time in the last 5 years, in the last year, and in the last 10 years that these resorts have seen shark fatalities and vicious shark attacks.
Just wild. I mean, you would think, well, we'll get into that on the next episode, but certainly there's parallels between maybe what's happening in Egypt, you know, and looking at Jaws and, you know, the tourism, you know, activities there, and maybe there's money involved.
The parallels. Yeah, so. And I did read and did hear during one of the documentaries I watched, a woman who's been studying sharks there for the last 7 years. The tourist dollars that Egypt claims from European tourists going there is kind of like their bread and butter. And she alluded to the fact that in the past, when things of this nature happened, maybe not as graphic, maybe not as vicious, you know, that was filmed and as vicious, but there have been similar things that have gone on in the past in these waters, that the Egyptian ministry has kind of turned the other cheek, for lack of a better term.
Let's explore and that for
we'll get into that more in our next episode. I know, Finns, we haven't been, you know, recording in a long time. We took a hiatus for all different reasons, but we're back and we're here to educate, provide information, have some fun. I mean, this episode was kind of serious because this was a shocking, traumatic, horrific attack, and it needs to be examined to try in some way, shape, or form to prevent this from happening again in the future. We need to learn how to live with these animals. It is their world, and we've got to learn how to keep ourselves safe. And we're working on it, and we're just trying to do the best we can to advocate for sharks, but to also be totally realistic about the absolute horror of what happened to this young man and for his family to have to now live with this. We totally understand and completely send our condolences. We just want to understand better why something like this happened.
Absolutely. And you won't catch me in any ocean anytime soon. Even on
Swim in a pool, people.
You know, it's interesting. This is almost the 4th of July. And what movie do we love that's around the 4th of July is...
Those beaches are going to be open on the 4th of July. We need those tourist dollars.
You say barracuda.
People say, huh? What? You say shark. And we have a pet. We have a... What did he say? We have a panic on the 4th of July. Those beaches will be open. You do what you need to do, Brody. But those beaches will be open.
Dr. Don, you got this down. It's hilarious. But yes, it's exactly right.
It's exactly crazy that I know these things. Doctor, why do I know these things? Why?
Well, Shark Fins, thank you so much for listening in. And stay tuned for part two.
Amen. There's a lot to talk about here, and there's a lot more information coming down the pike. So take good care, Fins. Have a safe and a beautiful 4th of July, and swim in the pool!
Until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Then can you tell me if there's a good restaurant or hotel on the island?
You walk straight ahead.
They're all going to die.
All about him.